Hey, welcome back in. The recent winter weather only gives more fodder for those who debate the validity of the global warming and climate change argument. And a recent article citing several scientists suggests our planet could actually be in for a global cooling period. Dr. Matthew Therrell is a professor of geography at the University of Alabama. He joins us now live from our Tuscaloosa newsroom. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It seems like it depends on who you're talking to these days, whether there's a difference between global warming and climate change. Are we talking about the same thing here?
Well, essentially, I mean, I think that that's an argument that's sort of in the public realm, maybe in the internet, but it's not an important argument going on in the scientific community.
So when we get this harsh winter weather that we're getting now, skeptics, though, wonder, how could we be warming up the Earth? So what do you say?
Well, I think that people need to remember that weather and climate are different things, and you can never take one weather event and ascribe that to global change. For instance, at the same time that we're experiencing really cold weather, it's extremely warm in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't take one event and say that that has anything to do with climate change or global warming even.
All right, now in a Forbes magazine article back in May of last year, they cited noted scientists from Russia, meteorologists from Germany as saying we're actually entering an era of global cooling caused mainly by two factors. Colder ocean water cycling to the top every 20 to 30 years and decreased sunspot activity. So there seems to be maybe some disagreement within the scientific community.
Well, you know, that's a good point. That's something I talk with my students a lot about, which is media literacy. And, you know, the first thing I always tell them is to consider the sources. And so, for example, I don't think most people consider Forbes magazine a reputable source for climate information. And if you look at the particular article that you're referencing, that's an op-ed piece. It's not a journalism article. And so, you know, this isn't something that I would consider a reputable source for discussing climate change.
Well, you know, but the scientists, though, he cites in there, they weren't obviously commenting on the op-ed piece. They were just mainly stating their data, their scientific research. Are you disputing their research?
Well, he actually referenced newspaper articles that referenced those scientists.
Okay.
So, you know, if you really want to understand it, you have to get to the original sources and look at those. If you're really doing studies on this, like my students would, for example, that would not be a good source to look at.
Okay.